Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new review. It's not a sex toy review. I'm going to be reviewing these t-shirts from a Geek Outfit. So what I did was, this is a shirt that I wore a few weeks ago. I've worn it, I've washed it, and I'm going to show how a shirt looks after you've washed it. I didn't want to review the shirt right out of the package because sometimes, you know, the shirt seems fine and then you wash it and dry it and it just falls apart, or, you know, what you thought was a premium product turns out to be nothing special after you wash it. So this shirt has been worn, it has been washed. This is the third shirt that Geek Outfit sent me. If you've been following my Celestina's Instagram, you've seen the other shirts, like the Mega Man shirt and the Asimov School for Robotic Law. This is the third one they sent me, which is this monkey shirt, which is really cool. I wanted to compare this to a cheap graphic tee. So I went to Walmart and I got a cheap graphic tee. Now they sell these. Let me show you the design. So here's the design. It says growth. It's got a little yin yang with some flowers, and it says grow through what you go through. Now, it's a cool little shirt. Don't get me wrong. I like the design. I like yin yang symbols. Anyway, this shirt, I got this specifically because it was the cheap graphic tees. If you go to Walmart, they sell cheap graphic tees. They used to be $5, and now they're $7.50. Let's just say $7. Maybe not $7.50, like seven something. They're like between $7 and $7.50. But they've gone up at least $2. And here's the thing. These premium t-shirts, like the ones from Geek Outfit, these used to, you know, about $20. $20 a shirt was kind of the what you'd expect to pay for a premium shirt. So if the cheap graphic tees from Walmart were $5 and the premium shirts were $20, that was four times more expensive. Now, the premium shirts are $21, whereas the graphic tees from Walmart are $7, which means they're actually, relatively speaking, they're only three times as expensive instead of four times. Because now this has gone to $7, the premium tee is only three times more expensive, whereas when these were $5 and these were $20, they were four times more expensive. So premium tees are, in a very weird way, due to the inflation, they're becoming more affordable, even though the price is going up, because it's not going up as much as it is for the cheaper stuff. But here's what's weird. I wanted to have links for these shirts. When I looked up the link for the shirt at walmart.com, it's $19.99. So I got this for $7 in store, but if you order it through the website, it's $19.99. I don't know. It's weird. So the premium shirt from Geek Outfit is only $2 more than this graphic tee from Walmart that they're trying to sell for $20. It is not worth $20. And what I wanted to do, I wanted to just have a look at stuff. So you might see, like, again, both of these shirts were worn and washed. There's some stains on this shirt. Like, you see these pink stains. This is from when I spilled a drink on my shirt. It happens frequently. I drink a lot of teas and stuff, like Gatorades and whatnot, and I got something on my shirt and the stain didn't come out, which is very common, actually. You can see it even worse over here. I mean, it may not be too noticeable, but, you know, it is what it is. For some reason, these shirts almost are... These shirts from Geek Outfit, these premium shirts, they almost felt like they had some kind of liquid repellent properties. I spilled some liquid on the shirt, and I basically just took the paper towel and I dabbed it out, and the shirt was totally clean. I think it might just be, I don't think there was like any kind of chemical treatment on the shirt. I think it's just the quality of the fabric and the tightness of the weave, like the thread count. If you're familiar with like bed sheets, the more the thread count, the smoother and softer the sheet. And you can really see, oh, I don't know if the camera, I only have a 720p camera. I don't know if this can pick this up. You can see the threads in the shirts. So if I use this $7 shirt from Walmart, I don't know if this is going to come through. You can see the threads. It almost looks like, You know how, like with video games, you have like the pixel density? You know, with Atari and NES, you had like big blocky pixels. And then as you got in the higher generations, the pixels became smaller and smaller until they became polygons, and the graphics became more smooth and more organic and less blocky. And then we kind of circle back around with Minecraft, and now we're back to blocks. But this shirt, you can see the texture from the threads. I can actually see like the horizontal and vertical lines of the threads. With the premium shirt, you could tell that they're you could barely see them, and they're a lot tighter. Like, it's almost like pixels in a video game. The pixels are smaller with the premium shirt because it has a higher thread count. And I've gotten used to these shirts. Like, Geek Outfit sent me six shirts, which, you know, that's basically enough because I don't shower every day. So I don't change my clothes every morning. And so basically I just wear these and wash and these are the shirts I wear now because they're really nice shirts. And now, like, when I tried the cheap graphic tee from Walmart, it almost felt itchy because of the lower thread count, the lower quality of the fabric. I have another shirt from Geek Outfit, which has not been washed. I have worn it. This is a shirt that I've wore for 2 days. And this is like a Miskatonic University shirt with a little Cthulhu mascot. If you don't know Miskatonic University, it's a fictional college in the H.P. Lovecraft kind of Cthulhu mythos, based out of Arkham, Massachusetts. But anyway, it's even got some elder signs on the flags. It's really cool. I'm a big fan of H.P. Lovecraft. So here's what I wanted to show. This has a very thick, colorful decal that's basically in the fabric. And I wanted to wash these shirts to see if, like, it peeled off. Because that's the problem. Some of these graphic tees that have these kind of thick, almost decal-like designs, they can peel off, or you could see some damage. And so I wanted to test that. That's what this monkey shirt was the same way. It has a thick kind of texture picture, especially with the glasses. But it's great. I don't see any warping, any separation. It seems in there. I mean, I don't know. I only washed it one time, but I wanted to test it, at least wear it one time, wash it one time, check the design. And it seems great. So I'm very impressed with the quality. And now, I'm not saying Geek Outfit, their premium shirts are like better than other high quality premium shirts. I think once you're paying $20 for a shirt, you should expect that level of quality. I have no idea whatsoever why they're selling these Walmart shirts for $20 online. This is a $7 shirt in store, but they're selling it for $19.99 if you order it through the website. I don't get why. The fabric is itchy. The thread count is clearly inferior. And I think, and again, I'm not sure why the Geek Outfit shirts repelled liquid, and this one did not at all. Like, it soaked in immediately and stained the fabric. The design for the Walmart one, let me show you. Let me compare this. So if you look at the Miskatonic University, it's very vibrant, and it's almost like a vinyl decal woven into the fabric. You can see how shiny it is. If you look at the Walmart shirt, you can see it's basically just like fabric paint. Like, if I stretch the fabric, you can see the design cracking. So this will fade. I could already see it fading. So how long will this shirt last? I have no idea. It's not the best shirt anyway. I just got it because I needed an example of a Walmart graphic tee so I could compare apples to apples. And I like yin-yangs, and this is just, I don't know. I just grabbed this because it's the first shirt that kind of caught my eye. I'm probably not going to wear it. It's not very comfortable because it has itchy fabric. So anyway, sorry about that. All right. I do have a coupon code for Geek Outfit. They have lots of really fun designs. And also, like, just, they're a mainstream company that's willing to partner with me. And I would like to kind of branch out and review and partner with other companies that don't have to do anything with sex toys. I'm fine with sex toys, but, you know, like, I got enough sex toys. I could use some other products that aren't sex toys just to kind of mix it up. So I'm very excited to work with Geek Outfit. So if you're in the market for graphic tees, check them out. Use the coupon code. Check out their designs. They're a good company, and they make good stuff, and I have nothing bad to say about it. And I like their stuff, and these are basically the shirts I wear now, because six shirts are basically a week's worth of laundry, and I do my laundry once a week. So I basically have all the shirts I need, and this is going to be what I wear going forward. So I'm happy. And if you want to be happy too, you can basically just upgrade your wardrobe, get nice, comfortable, well-fitting, comfortable shirts with fun designs for, unfortunately, about $20 each. I don't know if that's ever going to come down or if this is just the new normal and I'm just old. I'm going to be like, back in my day, we used to buy t-shirts for $5. Like, oh, grandpa, we know that t-shirts cost $20 now. Anyway, all right, that's all I have to say. So check out the coupon code. Go to Geek Outfit. Check out their inventory. If you see something you like, go ahead and get it. Use my coupon code so they know that I sent you. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Geek Outfit, for partnering with me and sending me your delightful shirts. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.